This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Public comments return to the top of the agenda for next week's County Commissioners meeting. Chairman Laverne Coleman said he decided to move comments to the end in an attempt to make meetings flow smoother. But after multiple complaints from the public, he said they've changed that back around. So the segment will be returned to the earlier part of the meeting. Coleman emphasized that the move was not intended to deprive people of their right to speak to the board. An illegal gathering spot in downtown Whiteville has been officially closed by the fire marshal. Functions at 910 South Madison Street was the scene of a fight and a shootout early Sunday morning. City Fire Marshal Hal Lauder found numerous fire and safety code violations in the building as early as Sunday afternoon and ordered the business closed. We have much more on this story on our website. Jacquez Cribbs was shot before he crashed into another car at the intersection of Powell Boulevard and Washington Street Sunday. Cribbs, age 19, was shot around 9 a.m. His vehicle continued north on Powell and collided with a car heading west on Washington Street. He later died at an area hospital. Whiteville Police Chief Paul Rokenbach said the investigation is ongoing. A truck driver escaped with minor injuries after crashing his 18-wheeler into a disabled moving van early Monday. The Highway Patrol said the van was broken down at the Hallsboro exit on U.S. 74. The driver told investigators he glanced away for a moment and drove into the van. The tractor-trailer caught fire. A Cherry Grove family reported their home was struck by gunfire late Sunday. The residents were in bed and heard two loud noises like gunshots and observed a car driving away. They found two bullet holes in the house and recovered one projectile. No one was injured and only minor damage was reported. Republican legislators revealed their $66 billion biannual budget yesterday. Among the items addressed are pay raises for public employees, especially prison guards, hurricane recovery investments, tax cuts, and some policy changes. The budget is $2 billion less than the proposal forwarded by Governor Josh Stein last week. It also cuts income and business tax rates in 2027 and 2028. Online betting companies would see their taxes rise from 18 to 36%, which is still the lowest rate in the nation for e-gambling interest. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will host another pop-up food distribution on April 19th in Chaffin. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. Volunteers are needed for the event. See the story on our website for more. April 26th is going to be a busy time around here, folks. It's the Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and much more at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Last year's event was much larger than anticipated, and organizers hope this year is even bigger than ever. Gerganus Farm Store is going to host the Spring Fling Flock Swap on April 26th. There's no cost for vendors. Bring your spare yard birds, goats, and hogs for sale or trade. You'll also find specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, and a bouncy house. April's animal grooming will be there as well, clipping some claws on some critters, I'm sure. I plan to bring some of mine out there for that. Now, next door to Gerganus, the farmer's wife will also be holding a special sale that day. The event is free. It's from 9 until 2 at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. And Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th. Organizers have added a new event to the big deal in Fair Bluff this year. Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th as well, and organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite. The Oinka Walk along the River Walk will see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, you can go to fairbluff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.